Let's talk a little bit about D-cytobine.
So the cytamine is a drug that we have extensively used at MD Anderson. So Dr. Kantarjan, who is my boss, who's been working on this for years and years, first tried in CML, and then we started doing work in AML and MDS. And the truth is that both 5-ASE and the cytamine are old drugs. People have been using them for 23 years with other contexts, other ideas in mind. Until this issue of DNA hypomethylation induction came out, I worked from Peter Jones in LA and Steve Bailing in Baltimore. And then we started to do more rationally designed studies with both agents. Now, the cytamine was first actually pushed by the European group, by the EURTC. They came out with this schedule of the 3 times a day, daily for 3 days. They had some very positive data published in JCO a number of years ago. And then they got approval after 5-azacitidine, I guess based a little bit on the positive response rate that 5-ASA had in the original randomized studies here in the United States before the true randomized study of Dr. Fenno that I mentioned earlier. With this data, what happened is that the European regulators wanted both the 5-azacitidine manufacturer and the cytamine manufacturer to do some true survival studies. In the interim, what has happened is that, and this work has been basically led by the MD Anderson group, we came out with new schedules of the cytamine in MDS that are simpler with IV infusions over 1 hour daily for like 5 days. And this type of administration actually, in our hands, translates into very high response rate. High rate meaning complete remission rates that can be as high as 40% or so. And overall response rate that in some studies are as high as 80% or so. Now, although this data has been quite positive, and I think that the cytamine is widely used in the community, the strategy that, I guess, the company that owned the cytamine when those studies were formulated, they were done in Europe for survival, used still the old schedule, the 3 times a day daily for 3 days. And unfortunately, this data was just presented at ASH this year. And the data that Dr. Lubert and Dr. Wichermans presented is basically negative. There was no significant impact of the cytamine administration in this very large also European study of MDS. Now, I think that we could argue that there are many flaws with the design of the study. Perhaps the schedule is not the most appropriate. The number of cycles that these patients received is actually significantly lower than the 5-azacitidine study. That said, actually, they limited to, I think, 8 or 9 cycles of therapy. And the truth is that the sponsor designed the study. It was not the European regulators that did that for them. So this is important, a little bit tragic in my opinion, because we have 2 interventions that are structurally similar, conceptually very similar, with very similar phase 1, phase 2 type of pilot data, but one has a very significant survival advantage, in this case 5-azacitidine, the other doesn't, in this case with the cytamine. Now that data was just presented at ASH in an oral presentation. I will hope that the company will be honest enough to publish this data. I'm sure they will do that. But the question is, what do you do now? For sure, you know, for the patients with high-risk disease, this will, in a way, tighten a little bit the hands of the practitioners, where patients may question, why will you use a drug that has not been shown to have a survival impact when there's another one in the market that has that? And I think that's actually a very tough question to answer. Actually, that's a very tough question to answer for me, where some of our frontline studies in MDS do not include a hypomethylating agent. I can discuss that later.